Torah talks about today being Rosh Chodesh, Bachodesh Hashlishi, the Tzeis B'nei Yisrael, Me'eretz Mitzrayim Be'yom Hazeh, Bo Midbasim. Be'yom Hazeh, on this day they came to Har Sinai, says Rashi, B'Rosh Chodesh. They came on Rosh Chodesh to Har Sinai. Then Moshe Rabbeinu that's on the first day of Sivan. First day of Sivan, Gantz Klal Yisrael came together, Ki Isha Echod B'Lev Echod. It was a Moridika Achtus in Klal Yisrael. And they came Mol Ha'ar, opposite the Har Sinai. That was the first stage in Kabbalah HaTorah, which is today. Tomorrow, in the Svarim, it's called Yom HaMeyuchas. Yom HaMeyuchas was Beis I Sivan, where it says, Moshe Ola Elikim. Moshe went up to the Ribbono Shel Olam, B'Yom HaSheni, on the second day. The second day of Sivan, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Ribbono Shel Olam, and he asked him, what do I tell Klal Yisrael? As a hakdoma, as an introduction to Kabbalah's HaTorah, what do I tell them? This is Moshe Rabbeinu on the second day, that means we're in between 2 days. The hashpo of what went on then, Ramchal talks about it, we travel through time. That means Klal Yisrael don't make Yomim Tovim as a remembrance. Klal Yisrael make Yomim Tovim because that is what we are going through. The hashpos that happened then happen today, depending on how much work we are ready for it. But Be'etzem, what went on then goes on today as well. It's the second day, which is known as Yom HaMeyuchas. Yom HaMeyuchas is brought down as this is the time when Klal Yisrael were told by the Ribbono Shel Olam what makes them different than any other nation. This is the Yichus of Klal Yisrael. What did he tell them? The Atem Tiyuli Mamleches Koyanim, a kingdom of Koyanim, the Goy Kodesh, and the Holy Nation. What does Mamleches Koyanim mean? Sorim, princes, says Rashi, that you have to behave like Bnei Melochim. Okay. The Goy Kodesh and the Holy Nation. Eilu Advam Shedabel Bnei Yisrael, nothing more, nothing less, says Rashi. Lo Pochus v'lo Yosef. This is all you have to tell them. Va'ato, says the Pasuk, in Shemaya Tishma B'Kaidi, if you listen to my voice, Ushmatem es Berisi, you will keep the covenant that we made up between us. Ve'yisim li skula mekola amim. You'll be a treasure from all other nations, ki b'kola aretz, says Rebbein Shalom. Klal Yisrael will be a am segula. Special nation. How do we keep a special nation? From Amalekhas Koyanim Vagay Kodesh, a princely nation and a holy nation. This is all the Hakdoma to Matan Torah. Now, Lechora, Matan Torah was Klal Yisrael, became the chosen nation. Klal Yisrael became Klal Yisrael. By Har Sinai, it was a Moedika Gila Ashchina, Ribbono Shel Olam came down. What you saw by Har Sinai will never be. We got the Torah. L'chura, you would say there would be a tremendous amount of hachana. Okay, there was a hachana of 50 days between Pesach, but the message coming down from Moshe Rabbeinu 4, 5, 6 days before Kabbalah's HaTorah, you'd think there'd be a whole thing, you got to do this, you got to do that. Two things. Mamleches Kainim. You want to be a treasure for me? Two things. Mamleches Kainim, a princely nation, is the way I behave, the way I talk, the way I walk. My whole anhoga. Ungoy Kodesh, a holy nation. This is all the Hakdoma that we have to Kabbalah's HaTorah. What does Goy Kodesh mean? A holy nation. In fact, the question arises, the natural instincts of a person is against Kedusha. He's born with a Yetzer Hara, his natural instincts stands for everything against what Kedusha stands for. And the Rebbeinu comes down and says, you want to be Mekabel Torah, you want Torah, Goy Kodesh, you've got to be a holy nation. Perhaps I can understand it in the Lamaisa, perhaps I can control my actions. But my Machshova, Kedushas HaMachshova, to only have machshavas kedushas, I can be in control of it. And this is what the Rebbeinu Shlom says, Goy Kodesh means kedusha beguf, kedusha beinayim, kedusha b'machshava, kedusha that I'm only thinking of dvarim shebekedusha. You're asking a lot. And in fact, you're asking from something that you created, which stands for against kedusha. The etzim metzias of a person is a stira to Kedusha. The way he was created, the nature and the midas is a stira to Kedusha. And here the Rebbeinu Shlom says, you want Torah? You want to be dovok in the Rebbeinu Shlom? No problem. Mamleches Koyanim, princely nation. A Yid is different. And that stayed all the way through the generations. Even a Goy understood that you can demand from a Yid different anhoga than from the regular Goy in the street. Goy Kodesh? Here, as Akdoma, I want to learn with you a Stikl Zoya, which is also a skula for Kedusha. It's a Muridika Zoya. And it might answer a lot of our questions. On the first Daf Chof Ches, you take a look at the second paragraph. Valdog Siv. So if you look in the Mosuk Midvash, we'll go through it that way. That's where you know the translation. Valdog Siv. This is what is written. Valze Kosubu Meleches HaMishkon. This is what's written by the Meleches HaMishkon. This is the translation explaining the Zoya. Kishirota Kodesh Baruch Hu Lahashe Shchinosi Bi Yisrael. when the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to be Mashre his Shechina in Klal Yisrael. He wanted to come down and build a Mishkan, that each person should be a Merkava, a chariot for the Shechina. Bilvavi Mishkan Evna, in my heart I build a Mishkan. It's not only I'm talking about the Mishkan that was built. Every person has the koyach to build a Mishkan within him and to be a Merkava, to be like a chariot for the Shechina. So Ribbono Shel Olam decided that through Torah he'll be Mashe Shechina. So he said, V'yikhu li truma, pirush, sheyoviyu kesev litrumas v'zov litrumas ha-mishkan. Bring kesev v'zov to make for the Mishkan. Rak ali deze tushe Shechina b'nehem. Everybody comes together and we build it together, as the achdus will cause that everybody who's giving will cause hashoresh hashchina. Me'ez kolish, from every man. What's the word ish? Says the Zoya. Pirush. Me'ahu de'ikre ish, from the person that's called a man. What's called a man? De'izgaber al yitzroi, who is mizgaber, who overcomes gevura al yitzroi and his yetzahara. Mimisha nikra ish, alideshi is gabal yitzrahara. He was miskaba on his yetzahara. The whole man is gabal yitzre ikre ish. Shekol misha misgabal yitzre, anybody who is misgaba on his yetzahara, nikra ish is called a man. Okay. So the Zoya's touching up, v'ikhuli truma, take from me truma, from who? From ish. From a person who was miskabin Zietzahara. Ashe Yidvenu Liboy. Yidvenu Liboy, the literal translation means which his heart wanted to give us in a dover. So the Zoya comes along and says, Umashe Koshu Ashe Yidvenu Liboy, Tzorach Ladas, you got to understand, Ashe Yidvenu Liboy, who's Liboy? So the Zoya says, Liboy, El De Yisrei Be Kutcho Berichu, that the Ribbono Shel Olam has a rotzen to be Mashre Hishchina. Liboy is going back on the Ribbono Shel Olam. So he's saying, who should he take Truma from? Me'ez Kol Ish. What is Kol Ish? From any man that you see has Hashrois Hashchina. Now, how do I know Lev is talking about the Ribbono Shel Olam? So he brings a few rayas, K'mo Da'at Oma Shadovid HaMelech Oma, L'cho Oma Libi. My heart tells me. So Libi over here means L'cha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Anikaira Libi. I call the Ribbono Shel Olam my heart. Because of Tzur Levavi, the rock of my heart is going on the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Toiv Lev, Mishte Tomid, Shepirush HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nikra Toiv Lev, Someach Tomid Im Yisrael. Vayitav Liboy, by Boaz it says, Shepirushu Chazal Shebirich Birchas HaMozin. He made Birchas HaMozen, Validei Zeh, Heitiv LaKadosh Baruch Hu Anikre Liboy. Is Vayitav, when it says that Boaz benched, Vayitav Liboy, is he was mative to the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Liboy is going back onto the Ribbono Shel Olam. So here the Zoya brings a few rayas that Lev can mean in connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So when it says, Asher Yidvenu Liboy, says the Zoya, the Yisrei Beikutsho Brichu, that I know that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to be Mashre Hishchina by him. Kulo b'kutcha b'richa koma. All these psukim, kol eila psukim shekosu behem leiv, roimzim ala kodesh baruch hu, it's merumas on the Ribbono Shel Olam, anikra leiv. Oif hocha, says the Zoya, afkan, ma shekosu be'ez kol ish, ashe yidvenu liboy. Pirushoi mikol ish ashe yizratzu boi hakadosh baruch hu. From any man that you see that the Ribbono Shel Olam has a rotzen to be with him, hanikra liban shel Yisrael. But Klal Yisrael is called the lev, the Ribbono Shel Olam is called the lev of Klal Yisrael. Minei tikhu is trumasi. From him you should take his truma. V'tamshichu es ashro es hashchina hanikra es truma. Through this truma you'll be mashre shchina and Klal Yisrael, but be careful. Only take it from somebody that you see that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to be mashre shchina. Okay. Do'otamon ishtakach v'la ba'asa achro. Ki ba'odam kezeh nimtzes hashchina. A man who, liboy, the Ribbono Shel Olam, is Mashrei Shechina, the Ribbono Shel Olam is within him, v'lo b'mokom acher, not in a different place. Now, goes by the Zayit. Mino yod inon. How do I know that Kudsha Brichu is Ribbe v'shavi modei Ribbe? How do I know that the Ribbono Shel Olam is within him and wants to rest or wants to be with him? Medora is a lashon of dira, of being within him. Mi ein onu yodim shakadosh baruch hu roitz abay wants him. V'shom mishkana b'soicha, and wants to put his personal shechina within him, which is basically saying he's a godly man. Hashrois hashchina, you walk into a godl, you sometimes feel there's a certain awe, there's a hashrois hashchina there. His face is shining, there's a hashrois hashchina. So how do I know who to take in the double form that I know has hashrois hashchina? Says the Zoya, kat chaminon deruusa dahu bar nash. When I see that the rotzen, ruusa is the rotzen, when I see that the rotzen of a person, lemirdaf, to chase, to run, uleishtal ustadlo, and to make ishtadlus, to go out of his way, abasrei de kudsha brichu, to go after the Ribbono Shel Olam, belibe ubenafshe, with his heart and his soul, uberuuse, and with his rotzen, says the Pirush, Kishonu Royim, when we see Shirat Soinei Shel Zeh HaOdom, that the rotzen of this person is lirdoif, is to run after, uli ishtadl, to make ishtadlus acha kudish baruch hu after the Ribbono Shel Olam, beliboy venafsho yubrit soinoi, his rotzen, his lev, his nefesh, is to really want to get closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's where his focus is. Vadei tamon yadina deshara beishchina. We know for sure that by him, yadia deshara beishchina that hashrosh. Vadei mizani yodim shashchina shruya boy. There we zicha know that the shchina is resting by him. Meir dikazach. So Zoya, that how do I know who the shchina is shruya by? How do I know that when we say, we talk about his lev, is the Ribbono Shel Olam within him? When you take a look at him, and you realize that his whole rotzen, his whole focus, what he wants to do in life, is only to be dovok in the Ribbono Shel Olam, yidvenu libe, from him take, because by him lies shashrois hashchina. Tomorrow the king is said. A lot of times, especially today, we live in a generation of superficiality. Superficial. I'm happy with a quick davening. As long as I give stocker, I'll be okay. I'll do my 45 minutes daf hayomi. What's so terrible? I'll be a frum Jew. Sister Zoya, no. You got the wrong guy. You want to have hashrois hashchina? You want to have kesher with the Ribbono Shel Olam? There's only one tonight. When you take a look that the mirdaf you're running after, Ulishtadolo, you're doing a hashtadlus to get closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Your whole focus is one thing in life. How do I get closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam? Then the whole hashkofa of where I'm going in life changes. Then even as a balabos, if I'm forced to go out to work because I need parnosa, that doesn't mean that I have a heter to do whatever I want, because a balabos is on a different madrega than the real ben Torah. I'm a balabos. There's a musa call today. I'm a balabos. So if I'm allowed, we have a different shulchan aruch. It's balabatish. Don't expect me to be there. Says the Ribbono Shel Olam, says Moshe Rabbeinu, who do you take terumah from? Who do you take tzedakah from? Who do you build a mishkan with whose money? Asher yidvenu liboy. From the person that's heart has ashroes hashchinah, from the person that is a godly person. Who's the godly person? Not the biggest Talmud Chacham. Doesn't say here he has to know kol ha-Torah kula. Could be a simple Jew. But his whole focus, 24-7, is to do Rotzon Hashem, is to get closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. He's a person that you can take a look at and say, oh, by him lies Bilvovim Mishkan Evne. In his heart lies Hashroes Hashchina. He's the lev that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. How many of us go through life the musa called I've got a chapa mincha. I've yet to hear from a bala boss I have to chapa meeting in Manhattan. I've yet to hear that. I have to chap a plane ride for business meeting. Never heard of that. The whole akdoma, how I dress, how I look. I take a look in the mirror before I get out of the car. Do I look right? I walk into a meeting. The first look is how I'm going to represent myself. My whole focus. And yet, when it comes to the Ribbono Shel Olam, I got a chapa mincha. Who is the Hashrois Hashchina? Who is who we feel the Ribbono Shel Olam says? He's mine. I lie within him. Says the Zoya. Ba'anash lemirdev v'nishtadlol ba'bosted the kutcha bricha. When you see that the person is going out of his way, believe it, his heart and soul, and it is rotzen, and his own rotzen, his own rotzen is around the Avodas Hashem. By him liegt Hashroes Hashchina. By him lies v'shachanti b'seicho. He has the siyata d'shmaya. And yet you'll ask me, okay, I can focus all my rotzen towards the Ribbono Shel Olam. I can focus as much as I want. I can want. Very interesting question they ask. It says, Sheva Yipol Tzadik Vakom. Right, we all talk about our downs and our ups. Sheva, seven times Yipol Tzadik, the Tzadik will fall, will come, and he'll come up. I don't understand. If the guy fell seven times, why are you still calling him a Tzadik? And what does Tzadik mean? Tzadik, whenever it's written the word Tzadik, we're talking about Tzadik Yisoid Olam, which is talking about Inyoni Kedusha. That's when the whenever we talk about the Bechina of Tzadik, Yosef HaTzadik, we're talking about Kedushas HaBris, Kedushas Einayim, Kedushas HaMachshava. That's the word Tzadik. Is Sheva Yipoil? He fell seven times. Doesn't say how much he fell, but if he fell, he fell. He blew it. Couldn't make it through 40 days. Sheva Yipoil, seven times he tried. Tzadik. And yet he's still called a Tzadik. Become and he gets up. Why is he a Tzadik? The guy messed up and you still call him a Tzadik? The Teretz is Sheva Yipol Tzadik Vakom. By the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's not how many times you fell, it's how many times you got up. And because you got up, Because your rotten is to get closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam, says the Ribbono Shel Olam, he's the guy I want. You can mess up, but you're still the tzaddik. Because tzaddik is not how many mitzvahs or averas I did. It's not the Talmud Chochem that I am. It's the Vakom. What is your rotzen? How much do you want to pack a steigois? How much do you taka want to do? You'll fall. You'll keep on falling. There'll come a point in life where you'll say, I've got no siyata d'shmaya. Every time I try, and every the Rebbe Shalom's not with me. And all those machshavas go through us the whole time. Everybody on their madrega. And don't think it gets easier as you get older. Everybody in their madrega has the sheva yipel tzadik lakom, and everybody has these machshavas. Like, where is he? Why is he not helping me? I try and I try and I try. And you can go through a whole life of sheva yipel tzadik. But it's not about the yipel. It's about the kom. When the Ribbono Shel Olam sees it's for kom, onu amelim v'heim amelim. It's not about the end result. It's about how much work you put into it. We don't get schar for end results. We don't get schar for finishing a masechta. We get schar for how much work we put into it. Because it's all about amelis. Onu amelim v'heim amelim. Onu amelim v'heim mekablim schar. V'heim amelim. They're working v'heim mekablim schar. What do you mean they don't get schar? They get paid at the end of the job. The Torah says they get paid for the job. They don't get paid for the hard work. You finish the job, okay, I pay you for it. For the time, for whatever it is. But you get paid for the hard work. By the Ribbono Shel Olam, onu amelim u'mekablim schar. Whether it's a finished product or not. The sheva yipel tzadik v'kom is what we get schar for. Because the tzadik is not how much of a tzadik what we think tzadik is. Tzaddik could be where you blew it 7 times. You're still a tzaddik. Why? Because your focus is in on what you want to make it. You want to have a kesher with the Ribbono Shel Olam. How do I do it? At the end of the day, the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us an isoyin, and he told us this is a hakdoma, an introduction to being makabel Torah. And without this, Torah is not the real Torah that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us in Har Sinai. It could be a very intellectual study. You could learn it in university as well. Talmudical studies. And you can get a BA for it as well today. You can get a BA and MA. You can be a behema with having all the credits of learning Torah. And you could be even a fed. A PhD. That had to do with Torah. When the Ribbono Shel Olam came down and said, Torah, I'm giving you Klal Yisrael Torah, he was giving a different type of Torah. It's the Torah that will turn us around, the Torah that will give us a connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And yet he gave us such a nisoyan. He gave us a body that naturally, its instincts, are connected everything that stands for Torah. Inayim, Oznayim, Peh. Just start with those three. To control what I see, to control what I hear, to control what I say. It's against every being of who I am. How do I do it? Says the Orach Chaim HaKadosh. Take a look at the Orach Chaim. Take a look at that piece, the bottom of the page where I put the pen mark. Ulatzad. It's about 1, 2, 3. 10 lines from the bottom. On the first column. Ulatzad sheyema odom ki ein ma'atzoi beruche b'dov hazeh. How can I stop? How can I control it? It doesn't make sense against everything that nature stands for. Lochen hektim Hashem betchilas dvorei atoiv. Rabbi Shlom gave Akdoma before he gave the whole parsha of Arayas. Va'omar, Dabel b'nei Yisroel v'amarta aleim, Ani Hashem helekeichem. I am your Rabbi Shlom, I'm your God. What's he trying to say? Ani Hashem helekeichem? We know that. Ki hein emes, b'min enushi. The truth is, in all mankind, Zulas Yisroel, except for Klal Yisroel, yeshno b'tayna zu. There's something in what this taina is. A goy fashteit nisht. Kilo yimotze b'koychoy, he'll never be able to find in his koych, in his strength, limnoya, to keep back, oitzom cheshke mimeno, his want and his lust, for taivas of Yetzirah, for taiva of Kedusha, taiva of Arayas. It's not possible. Masha enken, that's true. In mankind, doesn't make sense. Tell a goy the anhaga of how a yid lives. It looks at you as if you came down from Mars. Why? Because it's not possible. Masha enkin atem b'nei Yisrael, you klal Yisrael, litzad he yosi Hashem elokeicha. That the Rebbeinu Shlom is your God. Am segula, you became the chosen nation. You're my treasure. V'hi asoga elokis. This is understanding the Rebbeinu Shloilem b'koyach ho'eliki yinutzach koyach hativi agashmi. With the koyach, a godly power, yinutzach, they will win over the koyach hativi agashmi, the regular teva, the natural teva hagashmi, the normal natural animal instincts of a person will be. Yenutzach will be won over by the koyach haliki, by a godly power. Ki atzura tishlep b'choyma, because the tzura, that means the koyach haliki, the godly power, which is the ruch koyach haruchni, will control, will be shoylet over the human, regular, gashmistika body. Kishiyaskim, when you'll be maskim, you will agree, you will accept. Ish Yisroel, anybody from Klal Yisroel, lis dabek b'Hashem Eloikai, that he's muchan to be dovuk in the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is what the Zohar says. And my whole rotzon is to be closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Yishloik b'tivoy, he will then be able to control his natural instincts, his teva. Then he goes on to explain how it works. Take a look at it later. It's a Muridika Arachim. I'm just telling you the Yisoid of the Arachim. When a person, Kishe Yizdabek, Vuhu, Kishe Yaskim Ish Yisrael Yizdabek Bashem, when you decide, and you're Makabel Earl Malchus Shomayim, Earl Torah. Earl Torah doesn't mean I have to become a BMG boy. All Torah means my priorities is Rotzon Hashem. My priorities is what does the Ribbono Shel Olam want from me now? My priorities is that Rotzon Hashem to put myself in an Nisoyim? Where's the Yidvenu Liboy? That will make the Sheva Yipul Tzadik become. But when my Rotzon is, it's secondary. It's more important to drive up and down the parkway for 2 months than to be in a Mokim Kois Lebeis HaMedrash. It's more important the $1,000 or $1,500 I'm going to make end up with if I don't get tickets and go to court and don't smash up the car. That's more important than understanding what Rotzon Hashem is. Then of course, you're not going to have a cheshik to learn. A cheshik, the Rebbeinu Shlom is not shayrish chinah by you. How do I know who wants? How do I know what the Rebbeinu Shlom wants? From where you see where his cheshik is. And if his cheshik is out there, and his priorities are out there, and Torah is secondary, and steiging in Avodas Hashem is secondary, then of course you're never going to have a cheshik to learn. Because the Ribbono Shel Olam is not mashre his shechina by somebody who doesn't want his connection. It's a marriage. There are marriages of survival, and I'm sure plenty of you know what that means. And there are marriages where there's a beautiful harmony of shalom bayis. Most of us go through life survival with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Survival with the Ribbono Shel Olam means that as much as Yerushalayim I picked up as a bocha, that's what's going to travel through. So I'm going to become a balabos. And I'm going to be davening from Yishtabach till Asher Vodotzion. I've got to make panosa. I've got to support all the yeshivas. A mincha is mandacha shmei. Yeah. There's a minion across the road, a mall, al chap, during a business hours, if I'm lucky. Think about it. We can go through 70 years of no relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the Ribbono Shel Olam said, "V'iskadeshtem v'isem kadoshim." You want to know how to be makabel Torah? V'isem li goy kodesh, mamlechas koinim v'goy kodesh. Why dafka goy kodesh? Because kedusha is a stira to everything that your body stands for. And when I see that you taka want to be a kodesh, it means you want to be dovak by the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's my scale. That's my measuring rod of how much you're willing to give up for the Ribbono Shel Olam. How much hashra'as hashchina do you want by me? How much is your lave the lave of the Ribbono Shel Olam? And that's how much siyata d'shmaya you'll have. When we complain, I have no cheshik to walk into the Beis HaMedrash. And you see it Shavuos by night. I say it the whole time. Suddenly those who are always up till 4 in the morning suddenly become tired at 12 o'clock. Suddenly don't feel well. Suddenly it's gatenished. Because the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't want you. The Hashrois Hashchina that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to give to you, the Siyata Dishmaya, is totally on one thing. How much do you want? How much is the Sheva Yipol Tzadik Vakom? How much Amelus are you willing to give up? When you make up your mind, says the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, how much you will make up your mind to be focused? That's how much Siyata Dishmaya you'll have. That's how much Koyach you'll have to be Mizgaba on your natural instincts. And that's the measuring rod of how much Torah you'll get. So as far as being Jewish, there's the Ribbono Shel Olam one thing, Mamlechas Kainim. So that we understand, Yid dresses differently, speaks differently, he eats differently, his hanhog is hanhog of B'nai Melacha. So that even though some of us don't dress Jewish, don't talk Jewish, but they understand that there's such a musak. But Goy Kodesh, these are the measuring rods of showing the Ribbono Shel Olam how much Hashrois Hashchina I want. That's why it says, Chazal, Gemoras, Medroshim, Odom Mekadshim Oysim Milamata, when you Mekadish yourself Milamata, a bit. Mekachin oisei lemaila harbe. There's a siyata dishmaya way above the amount of work you've put in. Way above. Dafka by Kedusha. The Mesir Zishan says, Kedusha tchilosoi avoida v'soife matono. Because it doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense that you can control machshava, you can control einayim, you can control natural instincts of a person. Doesn't make sense. It's a matona. That matona comes when there's a relationship. Marriages of survival, there's no presence going between husband and wife. Be happy that we're living in the same house. When there's a relationship, there's a matonas. Way above how much each one does for the other. The Rebbeinu Shlomo says, when you have a relationship with me, you want to build, you want to keep the relationship going. You'll text me 3 times a day saying, I love you. 3 times a day, Ashmana Esra. You tell the Rebbeinu Shlomo, I want a kesher with you. You text me 3 times a day. Noistin loy. There's a matono me'al, way above what we deserve, because there's a certain hashrois hashchina. There's a meldik noy meyle melech. Me'oivai techakmeni. From my enemies techakmeni, I became smart. What does that mean? If I want to know strategy of how to fight the enemy, I want to see what they're fighting with, how they're fighting, which area are they fighting, where they're coming from. Me'oivai, from the enemy, the way he's working, techakmeni, I become smart. Every generation, says the Noam Elimelech, has its mitzvah that they have to be masakim. In every generation, he gladly says on his generation, the mitzvah of tzitzis was the dogish. That's where the dogish was put on. Okay, why? I don't know. Could be it was harder to get tzitzis in those days. Beisach nisht. But that, if you take a look, be'ikvaz of the Mashiach, ikvaz of the Mashiach means in the last generation before Mashiach's coming, where lies the biggest nisoyan and where lies our avoda? So 200 years ago, there was never such a thing as in Klal Yisrael of modern orthodoxy. There was such a mussag of perhaps amaratzim. They weren't learned people, but they were elch. They davened. They got up early. Gezok Tehillim. There was such a mussag called a Tehillim Yid. The women couldn't read. The bobbers. Kom, tena verena. But everybody knew a Yiddish mama, her tefillah, which even though she couldn't daven 100%, but the way she spoke to the Ribbono Shel, they had a connection with the Ribbono Shel. 200 years ago, 250 years ago, there came a Moridika Yetzahara for Avodah Zarah, Haskalah. Bili Yitzchak started in Germany, and it was mispashit through Europe until Roiv Ruboy of Klal Yisrael was taken in by the Haskalah. We talk about the history of European Jewry before the war, and it sounds like it was unbelievable. It's not so pashut. One or two from a town went to yeshiva and stayed from. Most of them were what we call Haredi light. If that. And he got moved, started in Germany. Germany, 90% of Jewry was already intermarrying. Or if they weren't intermarrying, they're already part of the Geisha society. To the point where the Nuremberg, when he came out, Hitler came out in 1936. If you take a look in Victor Miller's Sefer, he goes through every Gezeira. all the way through, that you can't, a Jew can't sit in a park bench, a Jew can't be seen in a restaurant, a Jew can't. This is all part of the Gezeirah that you tried to become closer to the Goyim. It was in the Gezeirah. Hitler came, wiped out 6 million Jews. A very small percentage of them were. The stories that we know is about the tzaddikim and about the frumas. Most of them were not. Then there was a new tekufa. A new tekufa started, rebuilding Klal Yisrael. And they started a new Yitzhara called Yitzro the Arayas. There's never been a generation that has had so many nisyonos in one nakuda. One press of a button in the Beis HaMedrash can bring you to the Makor HaTumah of wherever you are. You don't have to go out the Beis HaMedrash. The Beis HaMedrash has already come unsafe. That's how strong the Yitzro the Arayas is. And it's very interesting. We talk about we need Mashiach. Do you understand that Eliyahu HaNavi, who was Pinchas, the reason why he was Zeicha to Bris Yishalom was because he couldn't stand the Arayas that were going on by Bnei Smoyov when they were Machshel Klal Yisrael, and he went ahead and he went and he stuck a dagger into Nossi Yisrael, who was being Mazana then. And because he was Bekanois Kinossi, he was the Kanoi of Kedusha. He was Zeicha that he will be the one that will be Mavase on the Geula. Do you think that Eliyahu HaNavi for 1 minute is going to stand on Har HaZeisim and say Mashiach's on the way when he hasn't cleaned up the mess of every internet, that every yeshiva bocher walking around with an iPod or smartphone? Do you really think so? That the Kanoi, who was Zeicha to what he was Zeicha, to the Eliyahu HaNavi that he became, because of one Maisa, he fought Kedusha. He was the one that stopped the Magefa. He's going to let all those who are involved in Znus be part of his being Mavasa the Gola? Or is he going to clean up house beforehand? Make a cheshbon. Make a cheshbon. Is it possible that I can go and be Makabel, that the one that the Torah says that was Zeicha to be the Mavase Geula because of his kanois, is going to let all of us come forward with all our schmutz in our pockets and all our schmutz in our heads, and we're going to be ready to be Makabel Mashiach? Whatever you say, we'll do. Not happening, rabbis. Not happening. There'll be a clean-up beforehand. The same way there was a clean-up from Haskalah, there'll be a clean-up from Yisrael Darois. And who knows who's going to be Zeicha? Who knows who's going to be Zeicha? And the Ribbono Shel'olam wants to see Badura Acharon. Who are the ones who's going to be the Sheva Yipil Tzaddik Vakom? Who are the Tzaddikim of the Dor? The Tzaddikim of the Dor doesn't mean that I blew it. The Tzaddikim of the Dor is where the Rotzen lies. Where's your focus? Do I want to have a chelek with the Ribbono Shel'olam? Do I want to have a connection with him? Where's my Kabbalah HaTorah? Is my Kabbalah HaTorah that Mirat Hashem straight off the Shavuos I'm packing out? Is my Kabbalah HaTorah that for the next 3 months I want to spend on the parkway? Because I want to make a bit of money? Because that's life, that's Gishmak? Where's my Gishmak? My Gishmak is in the Beis HaMedrash? My Gishmak is to get a relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam? Or am I out for lunch? and I'm a survival Jew. Survival Jews don't survive. Do I walk into Kabbalah's HaTorah when the Rabbi Nishlam says, Kadoshim, Kadoshim to you? Do I walk into the Rabbi Nishlam saying, I'm okay with it? I can walk around with open internet. Or I can walk around with anything that Shaykh Ta'arayas. I can deal with it. I'm mature enough. You ever heard of that in the Kuddah called mature? Rabbi Shalom says, Aruch Chaim says, maturity doesn't help. The natural instincts take over. There's only one way it's going to help. When you decide that you want to have a kesher with the Rabbi Shalom. And until then, nothing will help. I can have K9, I can have K10, I can have this, I can have that. It's ausgornished. This has got to be our hachana to Kabbalah Satayr. And this is what Kabbalah Satayr is all about. This is the Yom Adin. Rapo asked the other day, Yom Adin? Yom Adin is Rosh Hashanah. How much Bittul Torah I did? That's Rosh Hashanah. The Yom Adin is how much kesher do I want with the Ribbono Shel Olam? And a fee that, how much I want, that's how much I'll get. That's what the lev, how much Hashra is Hashchina. And I can blow it. Sheva Yipoil. I will overcome. I still want to keep going. And how much my Ava Rabba, how much I ask the Ribbono Shlem of Siyata Dishmaya, that's how much I'll get. Is my Ava Rabba on Shavuos by night going to be just a walkthrough? Get this over with because I'm falling asleep. Because this is boring. Or do I tackle one at Davin Ava Rabba that I want to one day understand the Yachid Levavenu? Yichud Alev means that we should be focused on one thing only. La Avo Liyira Shemecho. That's why I tackle want. Am I going to daven for that on Shavuos? That when the Ribbono Shel makes his din of how much cheshek are you going to have to walk into the base of Medrash? He's not telling how much you learn. It's totally on the come. How much do I want to have kesher with the Ribbono Shel Olam? The atem tiyum amleches koinim v'goy kodesh. Kedusha is the measuring rod of how much I want kesher with. And when you find a bocha walking around with an iPod, by me, you can say I'm a fanatic. By me, it's ogefrekt. It's oivon gimel averus chamurus. That's claw. Claw, there's no shaylet. Bodukum anusa. There's no ein apotropos la'arayis. But it's one other thing. When I walk around with an iPod, I'm telling the Ribbono Shel Olam, do me a favor. I'll meet you. Shachris, perhaps a mincha, perhaps a mariv, perhaps for half an hour dafayomi. But keep out of my way. Don't get in my way of how I want to live my life. I'll give stocker. Father, I have sinned. I'll give you the $10,000. I'll give more than a chaymush. Just leave me alone. Let me enjoy life. Enjoy? No problem. Don't expect Siyata Dishmaya. Don't expect a cheshek to learn, to want to learn, to want to daven. This is what Shavuos is all about. Chazal over the Zoya. Who the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to lie with? Who the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to be Mashrish Shechina? Who wants my connection? And how much my connection, how much your connection is measured, is how much am I willing to give up for the Ribbono Shel Olam? And in today's generation, the Yetzer Hara is in Kedusha. There's nobody out there that's not affected by so much tumah. That even the Beis HaMedrash, which was once known as the Tevas Noyach, has been affected. Where else do we have to go? There's nowhere to run to. Even in the Beis HaMedrash, there's not you can't run to. We're all falling. We're affected by the tumah around us. Because when you walk out on the street, there's so much Wi-Fi flying from one another. Those ruchnisdika, don't think it's not affecting people who are trying to be kedusha. 100% it affects them. We all talk about Mashiach. Mashiach. We want Mashiach now. We want Mashiach now. And Yaan Novi is going to let us see Mashiach. He's going to make sure that this Magefa is cleaned up before he comes on Har HaZeisim. Before that Yaan Novi is going to come, he's going to do a Pinchas job. He's going to make sure that there's going to be a Pinchas job. He's going to clean up. And only those who take a one relationship, only those who are on a shvuz by night are davening, I want the yachid levavenu liyav or liyira shemecha, are going to be zoicha. Those who are willing to give up summers, those who understand that if I go back it's nisyonos that I won't be able to stand by. Enjoy, you'll enjoy. But you're sending the Rebbein Shalom a message. Do me a favor, I'll meet you in Rosh Chodesh El. That doesn't work. Echte va'oshuv doesn't work. Don't think you'll walk in Rosh Chodesh El, you'll have cheshek to learn. Cheshek only comes when the Rebbein Shalom sees, do you want a relationship with me or not? Eibush is all healthy, you should be zeicher to walk into a shavuos with the right focus. There'll be a Sheva Yipol. You'll fall 7 times. You'll blow it. Up a tzaddik, you'll still blow the tzaddik. Why? Because of a comma.